It is the Riot. Happy Thursday, podcasters.
Ooh, a daily podcast. If you really like getting the podcast daily like this, please let us know. So then that way we can decide maybe we want to switch to a daily format, a weekday. Let's specify. A weekday daily format. And you can always email us riot@radiou.com or, of course, the Radio U Riot on our Facebook page.
As we're making our way through Worst of Riot 2016, we're now into May, June, and July.
Yeah.
And June was a shorter one for us because I had surgery that month.
You did. You had your sinus surgery.
I had sinus surgery. I had technically my deviated septum corrected, like straightened. And then what was the other thing they did? They trimmed something
else. It's with
else.
An S.
Yeah.
Spot.
Well, it's called a sinuplasty.
Yeah.
Or no, right?
Polyp.
No.
Didn't you have a polyp?
Yeah, I had a polyp removed and something else. And like, dude, it's been the best thing that's ever happened to me. It's
amazing.
And
do you remember a couple of years ago you starting to think about it?
I do.
And you weren't sure. And then it was just
I had someone talk me out of it.
Yeah.
And I didn't do it. And if I could go back in time, I would have been like, dude, no.
Shut your mouth. I'm doing it.
Like, you need to do this right now. So that is in the podcast. Actually, I don't think we talk about it in the podcast, but some of the things that you will hear in this podcast are using your tongue to wash your cat.
Yeah.
Using the whole buffalo and getting chicken McNuggets. Friends' wives do not like Obadiah. That's still a real...
Oh my gosh. Was that story?
Which one?
The one where your friend's wife, you caught them on the phone or something or texting or something about you?
I don't think I ever told that story publicly.
Oh, you didn't?
I don't think I did. There is an incident in which a text message was read out loud that was about me.
Inviting yourself over or something.
Yeah. As I said, my friends' wives don't like me because I have the audacity to suggest we do something.
Well, hey, that wasn't nice. Okay. Yeah. That one wasn't. That wasn't your fault at all.
I want you to know that Tiny House Hunters makes it into the show again today because at this point, it's technically 3 months later in the thing.
We're still talking about it.
Well, Nikki, there's yet another breakdown about Tiny House Hunters.
Well, enjoy it. Enjoy our wonderful moments of breakdown.
Plus details on Nikki's trip to Disneyland, my great love for air conditioners, and how great a drug lord Nikki could be.
So, yes.
That's all
yes,
there.
I could.
And a couple of other surprises.
So enjoy the podcast.
And remember to donate before midnight on Saturday night.
He won't forget to tell you that.
RadioU.com/donate.
Anyone feel depressed now that Christmas is over?
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Don't worry, you're not depressed. You're just listening to the Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.
Now, what I'm about to tell you has the potential to ruin an enormous amount of TV shows for you. So if you don't want to suddenly begin noticing something that you don't notice right now,
then you might not want to hear this.
You don't want to hear it.
If you don't want your eyes opened.
I feel like once you learn it, you can't unlearn it. And part of me wishes that I hadn't learned it.
You lost your innocence towards the TV shows.
That's exactly right. If I could go back to a more innocent time 15 minutes ago and I didn't know this, I feel like maybe I would. And I would warn myself, no, son, don't.
Don't let yourself hear this.
I know what you're looking for, but now that I'm all grown up, I can tell you that childhood is better than being an adult.
Well, now I'm super curious, so ruin it.
All right, everybody, here we go. 3, 2, 1, ruination! There is an article on Slate, slate.com, yes, and it's all about, it's not just an article, but they have a video that goes with it. To show
it
you
must
how
be real.
Well, hang on. That shows you basically how when you're watching a TV show and people are drinking coffee, no one's actually drinking coffee.
No.
And the cups are empty. Now, I kind of assumed that was true, et cetera, et cetera. But once you watch the video and they show you just how obviously empty the cups are, and the guy in the video actually says, he's like, now, every time I see coffee on TV, I begin to get nervous because I know they're lying to me. And it's ridiculous. Like the stuff that people do with the coffee cups that I'm talking about for TV shows I've seen, I've watched, scenes that I remember from TV shows where it's like, well, I don't know what you're talking about.
They're drinking coffee.
But once they draw your attention to the coffee in the shot, you're like, oh my gosh, that cup is so empty right now. You're nothing but a bunch of liars.
What else are you lying to me about? What else in this scene is fake?
First off, you're going to tell me Supergirl's not even real. It's insane.
I guess I always assumed it was empty, but yet your mind just believes the picture.
Right. You just kind of
the entire amount of stuff being pushed at you.
You tune out of it.
Yeah. Or maybe perhaps a water or something in there.
I would think so.
Yes, there's something.
So here's the other thing about this. They say that if you watch closely, one of the worst offenders, Gilmore Girls.
Gilmore Girls, Nikki. Yeah.
And Gilmore Girls is coming back.
They would take the cup and it'd be supposed to warm you up and you're holding this big coffee cup and it's empty.
They say that when the actor or actress is focused on the cup, then you can see like, okay, yeah, whatever. But for the most part, they're doing their scene. They're not paying attention to the cup. And like, you can see them just flinging it around and it's like, oh gosh.
Put your cup down.
You wouldn't do that. You couldn't do that.
Well, great. Now we'll notice it. See, that's why you gave the warning. You had the warning.
What did I tell you? I said, you won't want to know this after I tell you.
Now, every time you notice the coffee cup, I did.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put this on the Riot page. And if you want to see it, it's going to be there. But like I said, just a warning, it will.
It'll change your feels on that.
It has the power to ruin your whole life.
Well, that'll be at Radio U Riot on our Facebook page. You should just be there now.
I'm telling you, I'm putting it here, but don't be tempted by it. Don't look at it.
Especially while you're drinking your morning.
I am drinking my morning coffee right
now. Coffee, it's like everything else is lies.
The Worst of the Riot 2016 sets a new standard for mediocrity in broadcasting. Congrats, guys. You did it again.
I like French fries kind of like a lot, especially McDonald's French fries. And sometimes... I don't do this anymore because I've grown past this as a person, but people would send me out like, hey, like, you go get the whatever. I'd be like, yeah, I'll go get it. And then I would get the bag with all the fries in it. And then you like eat a little bit from everybody's fries. It looks like, boy, they really shorted us on fries.
They did, right? Or you just put a few in the bottom. Like it looks like it fell out of the little, fry box thing.
I'm definitely taking the bag.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, because there's a couple of fries at the bottom of the bag. Those are mine.
Those are free to take. Whoever gets them first.
Just to be clear, I went all the way over there and picked it up. So, like, those are my fries.
And then you have to act shocked. Like, really? They didn't give us a full thing of fries for each of them? That is so weird.
And I had to learn.
And you're missing your sandwich?
Yeah. Dang it.
They never get it right.
I swear, these people.
You want me to go back? No? No? You're good? Okay.
Yeah, it's whatever. You know what? I'll go back. I'll get some more fries. I'll get some more.
Are you paying?
No, I'm going to need some more money for those. But of course, you understand. You're going to have to pay me for that.
Aww.
Yeah, and I feel like we learn. I had to learn the art of spreading that around, too, because I can remember at one point when I was, I don't know how old I was, but somebody confronted me like, you ate all the fries and then took the big one. And it was like... Dang it. How do I? They got me.
Make eye contact so they can tell them the truth and then be shocked. Ready?
I think I was too little to put on
to
a front.
Understand. Yeah. Too little to lie.
Like, it's like, come on, little fat kid. You've been eating everybody's french fries. And it's just like, I have. Yes. I did that.
I'm sorry.
I wasn't even sorry. I was just like, fine, just give me the whole box then. I just eat them all. Just go away. I like french fries.
I'm not even sorry.
but you can see how from a very young age, we have to develop. Well, you have to develop french fry defense mechanisms. And you can only let people that you really trust near the french fries. Like sending, it's like the nuclear football that has the codes for the nuclear arsenal. You don't just give that to somebody. You can only give that to somebody that you trust. Well, you can't send just anybody out to get the french fries because they're going to come back and they might know, as I do, the distribution method and then the shifting of blame.
That's right. Like they can prop up the fries so it looks like you have more than you really do.
Yeah, I totally get that. And I feel like that's the thing is at a young age, we learn that other people are out to get what's yours. Other people are going to take your french fries. So you got to be ready to defend yourself.
Yes, that's how it is.
And I think we're learning some wrong lessons.
Oh, come on. It's French fries.
Let me put it to you this way. When it comes to French fries, you're learning the right lessons. But I think a lot of times we take our French fry lessons and we apply those to God. Obadiah comes along and says, hey, God loves you. He wants to be a part of your life. And your thought is, and take my fries. That's what it is. It's all a big scam for God to be the one that holds the bag.
And he's skimming all the fries.
I've been a bag holder. I know what it means. No, really. A lot of times we think like God's whole point is like he wants to, like there's good stuff and there's fun and he wants to hog it all. That's the weird thing is God invented stuff. He invented good things. He even invented potatoes. Like this is who God is. Look, you can trust Jesus. You can let him hold the fry bag. You can let him into your life and not be afraid that he's going to be skimming the good stuff off for himself and leaving you holding an empty box or whatever those fry containers are called. That's not what God's about. Look, Jesus really does want to get involved. And here's the thing. This guy's got fries galore. He's a fry sharer. And that's the rarest kind of person of all. Nobody just shares their fries. But apparently God's into that. If you don't have a relationship with God, you have to meet him, get to know him for yourself. Say, Jesus, I want you in my life. I would like to share your fries, and I want to have a relationship with you. I've learned a lot of the wrong lessons. I need you to teach me something better. God's up for that.
New Year's resolutions. New Year's
resolutions. None of that tweet booking, a face programming, a snap, whatever. It's okay.
That's next week. This week, it's food, laziness, and the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.
I don't know how much time you spend with your cat, but if you've spent some time and maybe you have more than one cat, because let's be honest, once you get one, just like a drug, I'll take another one.
You want them to have a little cat friend. Yeah. You don't want them to be lonely.
You don't want them to be all them by themselves, so you get some cat friends.
Yeah.
And you'll notice that like cats, when they are being kind to each other, they lick each other.
Yeah, they groom each other.
Yeah, but as a person,
that
it's
is
just
not
like,
acceptable.
It just doesn't really seem to work.
That is criminal, actually.
Yeah, which is why I am proud to introduce to you. Oh, shut up! I hate it. I watched this video and all this stuff. It's a Kickstarter.
Not surprised.
But it wasn't. I didn't think it was until this second. It's the Licky Brush. And what it is that it is, and this, look, not only is this going to get funded, they're going to hit all their stretch goals, and they're going to the moon, quite frankly. Because the Licky Brush is an attachment for your tongue where you will be able to lick your cat.
I don't want to actually Google this thing,
yeah,
but
you
I
do.
Will.
No. I'll send it to you because, just to be clear, if you start Googling Licky Brush,
yes,
I don't
want
to know where that goes.
Search engine results for that and be like, our boss, what are you guys looking up? What are you guys doing?
Nothing, just the Licky Brush. What are you looking up?
Well, that is so weird.
What you know what, Nikki? That is just you being...
Judgmental and close-minded. I understand. Licki brush.
Yep.
It's like a little silicone sort of...
Fake tongue with...
Fake tongue with spikes. It's got little spikes on it.
Little spikes. It looks like some...
hairbrush spikes.
It's very punk until you see the guy using it to fake lick the cat.
Weird. We don't have to lick our cat. That's fine. But they're meaning if you do not have another cat and your cat's lonely.
They don't say that.
Well, why else would that be?
Just for people that don't have another cat. This is a chance for you and your cat to bond even more because the thing is, like, cats initiate in this kind of bonding ritual together, but up until this point, you and your cat, like, you're not helping groom it, you know, but
well,
now
you can brush your cat's hair. You just don't have to do it like
I know,
licking.
But it doesn't respond to that the way it will when it knows that you're licking it.
So the Licky Brush will be launching soon on Kickstarter.
You're getting one.
It looks like someone's senior project that's a prank or something that's just not real.
No, it's real. This is, Nikki, you're getting one.
Like, I'm not getting one.
Yes, you are.
Two cats. They're fine.
I know, but like.
And one cat we shaved to look like a lion, so that's his.
What about the connection that mama cat could have with her baby cats is what I'm saying.
Don't need to.
That's you.
Nope.
You know who I sent this to? Do you guys know who Jesse Kale is? He plays in Vespertine.
Yeah.
And he does remixes and all this stuff. He's constantly posting what he's doing with his cat.
This is perfect.
Sometimes I'm just like, are you okay over there, bro? But I said it to him like, this is you.
Is he going to sign up for details? Because you can. The Kickstarter's not launched, but you can sign up if you want information.
I haven't heard back from him yet, but I think it's probably because he's standing in line waiting to get his.
He's eagerly anticipating.
It's a nightmare you can't wake up from. Because you're already awake. The Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.
You know what I've been thinking about this morning? The Native American uses every part of the buffalo, or did. And we're just like, wow.
All I have this section, thank you.
Every part of the buffalo, that's amazing. Like, we should be more like that, et cetera, et cetera. But, you know, we sweep up the leftovers and put them in the grinder and make chicken McNuggets, and all of a sudden we're like, we're sick and we're the worst people ever and we're all going to die because you're eating that pink sludge. And it's just like, what? We use every last part of the buffalo. It's all about context. In certain contexts, we celebrate this. Wow.
You would be celebrated for it.
They even boil out the bones to get the whatever and make jello, like whatever. But all of a sudden, we make chicken McNuggets and our society is sick and you're sick and we're sick and see what I mean?
There's a difference.
I think that there's hypocrisy at play here. I don't think we can celebrate the Native American use of the buffalo without also celebrating the modern American use of all the leftover chicken parts.
You had McDonald's recently or something?
No.
I just came to you this morning. You're on mine.
This is just the stuff I think about.
It's very important, right?
I was getting
timely, important. It's been years.
I was in my car for a minute. I hadn't turned the radio on, and so
these are your thoughts in the moment of silence.
I really don't know why I thought about it, but I did. I wanted other people to know it because I want to shine a light on the hypocrisy of our society.
That's
Nikki.
Why it's great that you're on the radio. Everybody does get a chance to hear all your quiet thoughts.
Well, you know what? It's not a quiet thought anymore. What you don't hear right now are the sounds of revolution. People are stirring, Nikki.
Oh, now it's a topic of conversation.
Other people are going to be going around going, you know what? There's nothing wrong with the industrial food process.
Why are we using the whole thing?
We should use the whole chicken.
Yeah.
Pass me those beak chips. I'm hungry.
Again, it's just...
Okay, we may have to work on it a little bit.
We have to slowly work our way to the whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
But it's fascinating how your mind thinks.
Nikki's mom said it wasn't nice of us to call this the worst of the riot. Then we played it for her, and now she's okay with it. It's the Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.
Do you know who the saddest people in the entire world are? And I know exactly what you're going to come up with. Like, well, this happened and that happened. No, I know who the saddest people in the whole world
are. And who is that?
They are the people that go into a grocery store, and when no one's looking, absolutely no one looking, they sneak a box of unsalted saltine crackers in their cart.
What was your picture about that yesterday? I just see this random picture of a box of unsalted crackers. Like
that
the saltines, but
is the saddest thing I've ever seen in my whole life.
You just got teens, not saltines.
It's just like, what are you doing with your life? You're eating an unsalted cracker?
Some people don't want the sodium. So
exactly.
They're
the saddest people. The saddest.
No, because that'd be worse if you couldn't have bread, too, if you were not eating bread.
Oh, those aren't
even...
You
couldn't have the salt or the teen.
Those aren't people. Those are the subhumans you're talking about.
Did you mistakenly buy a box of non-salted crackers?
Well, no. Thank goodness I still know how to read, despite being in here for so long. And when I looked down, I just saw those unsalted crackers, and I was like, this is the saddest thing I've ever seen. This product exists because someone will buy it, and someone's coming in here eating it, and they're at home drinking water, eating unsalted crackers, hoping something turns around.
Now, okay, say this. I like to have soup a lot for lunch.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever looked at how much sodium is in a can of soup?
No.
There's a lot. It's almost sometimes it's almost like your whole day of sodium. So you don't want to put in salted crackers. You just put in crackers.
All right. First off, The FDA just makes those numbers up. They don't know. They don't know.
I think they're trying to help us shoot for an amount.
Right. And as an overachiever, I'm not interested in suddenly reducing it.
Yeah, reducing
sodium.
Your intake.
Why are we talking about sodium? I'm talking about sad people that are buying. In answer to your question, I have bought the wrong kind of crackers before. You get them home, you open them up, and you're like, I'm just going to eat these crackers like they're chips because I don't have a lot going on in my life, and I'm too lazy to cook anything. So you open up the crackers, and you take a bite, and you're like, oh, that's weird. They accidentally forget to salt this one, but it was obviously a mistake. We'll go for the second cracker. And then you start rooting around in the trash and find the box, and no! You realize the terrible mistake you've made. And for you, it's just a mistake. I'm talking about people that are making those choices.
Yeah.
Getting a cracker that doesn't have salt on it.
Gosh. How dare you?
No, it's not how dare you. It's just, I don't want to yell at people and I don't want to whatever. What I want to do is I want to reach out to them. I want to help them because they're eating crackers without a saltine without salt. It's not even a saltine anymore. As Nikki said, it's a teen, and then it gets creepy. I went to the store and bought some teens and brought them home. Like, what? Oh, my gosh, you're going to prison.
Yeah, I can kind of, I understand what they're doing. So, to me, it's not as big of a deal. We all want options and choices. So, I feel like that's good. We have a choice. Sometimes you want salt, sometimes you don't want.
The only day, only way I want a saltless cracker is because I licked the top until all the salt came off.
And then you can toss it.
And even then, yes, I'm tossing the cracker, right? Because that's not, I don't even know how, I feel like there was an alternate dimension where someone threw they were like, throw our trash in this dimension. And someone was like, here, just put it on the shelf, we'll sell it. Saltless saltines.
Well, I'm sorry things were so tough with the non-salted cracker the other day.
It was last night, and I mean, I had to leave the store. I was just so broken up about it.
Like why is that man yelling and leaving?
I have to get out of here. I can't take it.
Radio U is now accepting auditions for a new morning show. As you can see, the bar is pretty low. It's the worst of the riot on Radio U.
Yes.
I have a problem. I'm fairly certain, and I can't be 100% on this, but I am fairly certain that most of my friends, wives and girlfriends, hate me. And
because of your influence?
It's not fair. It's not fair. I don't want to be that guy, but I keep finding myself, and it's interesting if you guys could come in the studio and see, like, Eric is on my side over here on the desk, and Nikki's on the other side. But really, I'm positioned so that I'm directly between them and their conversation is passing in front of me.
Yes.
And I seem to be the guy that recommends the thing that makes the girl go, oh! And I've seen this. I've overheard conversations between guys and girlfriends who are like,
Obi's doing it.
But Obi's going to be going to the thing.
I am guaranteeing that listeners do that as well, and you're causing strife and anger between couples across the country.
I don't understand.
It's your influence. You're a bad influence.
Bad influence.
We were talking tomorrow. Obi's getting his graphics card. Eric is coming with you. Eric at home tells me.
His choice. I didn't tell him
he should
be there.
Eric at home tells me, I'm not going to get it, I don't think. So he's going to wait for the next version of that. And then I see you guys texting, messaging. I hear all that. And then I know tomorrow when he's in line, when you're in line, if there's one there, he's going to get one too. That's a bad influence.
Not a bad influence.
You are. It doesn't make you a bad person.
I think it does.
I think it
might make me a bad person.
You're a bad influence.
Try not to be.
See who else is going to be in line with you tomorrow.
It's not just that, though. It's funny. It's like factors of whatever. Everywhere I go, I'll be talking to a friend like, oh, yeah, I'm going to go see that movie on blank. Like, yeah, I don't even invite them. And then I watch them go over and talk to their girlfriend, their other. And you just see that, like,
the daggers.
You just see it. Or I've gone as far as seeing guys talking to me. I can see girls giving me dirty looks as I'm talking to their man. They're giving me dirty looks. And it's just like, I'm really sorry. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
You're an influencer, okay? That's just your thing in life. You influence people, and your power sometimes goes the way.
Do you know, I'm not even making this up.
The bad way.
Do you know that I have gotten to the point, like a lot of times when I get something or do something, I have friends in my life that I literally don't tell them.
You have to keep quiet about it.
What I've done or where I've been, because I know if I tell them, that's going to result in a conversation, and then I won't be allowed to see them for a while.
Yes. But you had to talk about this graphics card, didn't you?
I had a friend's wife call me one time, like, and tell me, and I was just like, what? I don't, what? What are we talking about here?
You don't like me? What?
It wasn't like that.
No, I know. It's
it
just
wasn't quite like that.
Influencing.
But I'm just like, look, man, you guys got to work this stuff out on the thing. I'm just trying to be, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I'm doing the dishes and vacuuming. It's like, I'm a good person, too. Like, I do that. I'm doing both.
Well, I'm glad you see what you do.
I do, and I don't know what to do about it.
There's nothing we can do about it.
What am I supposed to do? Like, should, you know what? I probably need to get a different job, and I probably need to wear a suit. And, you know, I mean, the other thing is, I could be telling me, like, hey, we're going to sneak away and go golfing. And then what? Then my friends are going to start wearing ugly pants.
But be athletic. I mean, that's a sport right there. Could be walking the day.
I don't know what to do with it. Like, and I know that maybe this sounds like I'm making it up. I wish I was. I'm not making it up. It's real.
It's evil.
This is real.
I see it from a distance and I'm like, oh, here we go.
No. You see it right up close.
I do. But you know what? I can't be mad at you.
So what, you just have to get mad at Eric?
No, I'm mad at
society.
For sure. Society. That's it.
I like that was both of our go-to. That's fine.
When in doubt, blame it on society and you'll feel a little better.
Man, I didn't want to be this. I wanted to be a good person, but I'm not.
The Riot recorded everything they said in 2016, but they're only replaying the worst parts.
Yeah.
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 It's the worst of the Riot on Radio U.
I'm actually a little worried about Josh from Glasslands. I saw him tweeting yesterday that he stayed up until 4 a.m. watching Tiny House Hunters. He said he got...
No, I understand. I got addicted to that show. It's so bad.
He got wrapped up in a marathon and he just couldn't stop.
Because you get mad when you watch it, because you don't understand why people are choosing that small. It's really hard to watch.
Do you...
You take it personally, like they're making a bad choice and you want to...
You're trying to talk them down.
Yeah.
What are you doing? It'll be...
One that really bothered me was like a family of 12. And there were three choices.
Wait. Really a family
Not
of 12?
Not really, but like probably family of 6.
Okay, that's still too many.
And so then they had like 4 little kids and then a husband and wife. And they got 3 choices to choose from. So there was one that was something that if you had to go small was the smarter, more intelligent choice.
Right.
But of course, they didn't choose that one. They were like, well, if we're going to do this, let's
really
go all
do
in.
It.
So they chose the tool shed. And tried to fit everybody in there. It made me so mad. I just sleep outside.
Still carrying a torch for this thing, huh?
Oh my gosh, it makes you so mad. It's like, don't go that small. What are you doing?
Don't you think?
Okay. It's just you, that's fine, but not the whole family.
You think it was intentional, though?
To go that small?
No. I mean, do you think the producers were like, well, obviously this is the right choice, but we're going to, just for the show, we'll put you in this one. No. And then, you know,
there was a breakdown every time you'd watch an episode because it's like, well, okay, there's always one that, yes, like I said, if you had to go small to a tiny house, okay, fine, go with this one. So you can't stand up in your bedroom, but at least it had a bedroom.
So you don't have any clothes anymore.
It's fine. I understand if you want to cut back and minimalize, but and then they wouldn't choose that one.
Then after 2 months of that house, when you decide you want to go back, you realize that everyone else has decided they don't want tiny houses and you've lost all your money.
Wait, there's the other one that made me mad. One was a shipping crate. Like a shipping crate?
Yeah.
Just a long, thin
Okay.
shipping crate?
Yeah.
That was it.
Wasn't there? Well, I mean, like they'd renovated the inside.
Well, what can you do? It's a shipping crate.
They modded it out
with like some bunk bed sort of thing.
Yeah,
it was just terrible. Just terrible. Whoever made that homemade it, and there was a lack of quality. I felt it just made me. I can't stand it.
Oh my gosh.
Poor choices. I felt like poor choices. You know, I can't watch the show anymore.
We gotta get Josh on the phone. The two of you obviously have a lot to talk about.
I just can't watch it anymore. I just can't handle it. I don't like people making choices like that. Okay. I'm going to pull up an episode for you to watch.
You guys can't see, but Nikki is flush. She's having to fan herself. She's very upset.
You know, we can do what we want to do. That's fine. But
you're free to make poor choices.
But just don't. Don't have to. There was two other perfectly okay choices, and you chose a shipping crate.
Well, they liked it. It's a nice color.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, these are bringing it up.
Don't look at me. Josh is the one that's doing the marathons.
You really get stuck watching it. It's a little tiny house show.
Oh, I did not know that your feelings were going to run so deep
on this. Yep, oh, yeah. Yep. Yep.
Wow. Well, I learned something today. Atlas, the ship is going down.
It's like you're living in a caboose, but smaller than that.
And you're proud of it.
But it can't move. Can't move anywhere.
And you can't either, because once you go inside, you have to stand perfectly still.
Yeah, there was one where the bathroom, the toilet was in the kitchen. It was a bucket.
I object to that.
Yeah, you'd get mad.
There's a lot of things I can take, but I'm going to need a separate room for that one.
Think this year was bad?
Cynical man.
Wait until you hear 2017. It's the worst of the riot. 2016 on Radio U.
The biggest question I have is I want to know about Disneyland.
Oh,
because
yes.
When I saw
the temperature.
Yeah, Hudson and I came in on Monday. And actually, it's so funny, but I woke up on Monday. This is so dumb, but I woke up and it was like, Nikki's going to Disneyland today.
Whee!
And I was like, oh God, help Nikki.
You don't understand how hot it got. It got on Sunday. I was at the beach on Sunday morning. And when you're on the coast, you could go 10, 15 miles in and the temperature goes up by 10 or 15 degrees.
Oh, yeah, totally.
So it was 80 on the beach real early on Sunday morning. And then we went in about 10 miles and then suddenly it was 93.
Mm-hmm.
And then by the afternoon, that was the first really hot day. It was over 100.
Yeah,
it was like 101.
But it's a dry heat.
No, it's hot. It's hot. We were at a party and it was hot in the house. It was hot.
Right, because Eric's family doesn't have air conditioning, do they?
No, they have air conditioning.
Oh, they do. Okay.
But when it gets more than that, it just doesn't matter.
It is true that your air conditioner is built to work in certain parameters.
Yeah.
And if it hits a certain humidity or a certain heat, your air conditioner struggles.
It has problems with it. Especially if it's not, you know, like constantly going up into those temperatures. It doesn't know what to do.
Right.
Yeah. And when you bring all the people in the house because it's too hot to go out the house, it was just a mess. But then we go back to the hotel and it was like, well, that's funny. The room's a little warm too. So the air conditioning had started to make some noises and it got up to 78.
Okay. Well,
think it's not, but then when it's 100 out, you really want it to be on their dime and you want it to be super cold.
No, I totally get that.
I was going for 68 and it was 78. So the guy had to come fix it because it froze over. It's like a sheet of ice. And then we wake up and it's like, all right, let's go to Disney. We go to Disney on Monday. And I had tickets for something else, so I couldn't change the day we were going. Otherwise, I wouldn't be this stupid again.
Nikki wanted to see the princess.
I had something else already scheduled. So we go and it's 83 when we start driving in at 7 in the morning.
At 7 a.m. It's 83 degrees.
And I was so excited. I was like, this is great. I can deal with 83.
Yeah.
And then you get out and it's something else.
You get out of the car and it's 88.
It's 88.
Then you walk to the gate and it's 93.
When we ended, it was 100. And I couldn't take it anymore. And that was like 11:30 noon. I just couldn't do it. Kids are crying everywhere, flopping over. Everybody's screaming. Adults are crying. It was so not the magical kingdom.
And
they all paid at least $100 a piece to be in there.
And I did hear people say, like, attendance was down, even though it was very crowded. I was so surprised.
Oh, no. At Disney, when they say attendance is down, that just means that you're able to take a step forward.
And they were very generous. They said you could stop into any restaurant and they would give you a free glass of ice water.
Oh, yeah.
If you needed it. But it was so another level of hot. You were just so tired and angry.
Oh,
and miserable and stuff.
It wasn't even noon.
It wasn't even noon. We left by noon. I couldn't take it anymore.
I laughed so hard at the 107 thing because that's what the forecast was. Because when I saw it, it was just like, it was that thing that it's not funny,
but it's
so not funny that you have to laugh about it. Because if it was going to be 107 here today, I wouldn't even be here.
Well, there were some areas, like I think Palm Springs got like 122.
Oh my gosh.
All this different stuff. It was so hot. And then you get in the car and you're tired and you're emotional and it's just like, why is
this? You're crying. Turn the air on. Turn it on.
Not all the way.
I need it.
All the way. But we had a really good time. It was just so hot.
Oh my gosh.
So very hot.
The thing that sucked is it was 107 there on Monday, but on Tuesday it was like 87.
It's just a slap in the face.
It was a 2-day heat
wave. Last week it was in the 70s.
That feels like the Disneyland trip I planned.
I know, doesn't it?
It does.
No, I sweated a lot of toxins out. It's fine.
Oh, you're cleansed.
Think of it like a health thing.
Yeah,
I just
absolutely.
I think I held up attitude wise, but there was some moments where I was disappointed in myself and my thoughts because I was mad.
Like,
but Disney was fine.
You're like, why are all these kids screaming? Wait, that's me.
It's me too.
I'm the one that's screaming.
As we were leaving, this one little kid was laying on the floor just screaming, and parents and people everywhere, and just everybody walking through the gates of Disney. That wasn't a Disney smile. Like, no one was happy. It was just too hot.
Yeah.
Well, let's just go. And I thought the character people were going to die because, I mean, they're wearing these outfits.
And instead, they're like, if you don't smile, we will kill you.
That's, yes. And I heard some grumblings from employees also.
Man, how could you not, though?
I heard one say, you mean we got to buy water? They're like bottled.
Shut up.
there was a tone.
How could there not be?
So it was hot for everybody.
Give those cast members some water, guys.
You're trying to forget, but we're forcing you to remember. Is the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.
A random internet click yesterday has set me down a path that will not be fully realized today and probably not even next year. But I want you to know something. At some point in my life, I'm going to have a room in which I've got a window air conditioner, and that's just how I live. And
even though you'll also still have like central air
mm-hmm.
But you just want both?
I want a room where I have an air conditioner where it is hotel cold in that room.
Why don't you just buy a window unit then too?
I will.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Is like I'll run the central air for the rest of the domicile, but that one room, I want to put an air conditioner in there and I want to turn it on and I want to turn it into a cave. A dark, cold cave that when I'm out in the summer heat, I'm just like, it's too hot. And then you go inside and you're like, oh, it's nice and cool. But then I'm like, no, I'm going to the cave.
Where you end up getting a cold during the summertime over and over again. And like, how is this even possible? It's like, well, it's so cold in the one part.
Well, it's probably all the condensation in my lungs.
And you go back and forth between the two such opposites.
Doesn't that sound amazing?
Yeah, but you can do this. You don't have to wait. You don't have to win the lottery for that.
I know. Let
you
me just
set
say
that up.
There are certain people in my life right now that are being a gatekeeper about this.
A window keeper?
They are. They think that my desire is excessive. And I'll tell you what, they're wrong, guys.
Just put it in.
They're wrong.
Just put it in. And then a poet's what about you apologize afterwards? You can ask for forgiveness.
What's that sound?
Better
don't
ask,
worry about it. Quit asking questions.
Better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Well, the problem is that most places that would sell you a window unit like that, well, you got two problems.
Yeah.
First off, it'd be very visible from the front of the domicile. People driving up, it's like, why do you have a window air conditioner? Shut up. Don't ask. Don't. You're a guest. Who are you to ask questions?
So put a sign next to it. Don't ask.
Don't ask questions.
Yeah, from the outside.
Yeah, I just want that. And I even like the sound. Everybody's, all these people are like, oh, it's a quiet woman. I'm like, nah, I don't care.
You don't mind.
I don't care how loud it is. I know what it comes back to. I get it. Two things. First off, I think being cold when it's hot outside, that's true luxury. People are like, I have a yacht. I don't care. I don't even, who wants a boat?
Does the yacht have a window air conditioning?
Yeah, like, I don't want to be on a boat. Who cares? Like, well, I have a nice car. Hey, my car runs and has an air conditioner. I'm good. Okay. But I think one of the greatest luxuries in the world is when you go to a hotel, I don't like a hotel, dirty bed. They've never changed the sheets. They never, whatever. But when I go into a hotel, I'm right to the air conditioner. Like, turn it down. Keep going all the way down. I want it snowing in here. Snowing. I'm all the way.
Oh, boy.
Well, think about that kind of luxury.
In your house, in your room.
But at home.
Yeah, so go for it.
And when I was a kid, my grandparents, they eventually had central air installed, but they had an older house. They had a window air conditioner in their bedroom. And man, it was just like walk in their bedroom and see your breath. I want that in my life.
You can't buy it now, though. I mean, this is premium season because it's so hot out. You need to wait till it cools down.
You think so?
And then you can get one when they're just trying to push them out.
Well, here's what I found is, again, this all started with that click. Because, I mean, I've thought about it for years. But, like, the thought of, wait, this is way closer within my grasp than you know.
This is your version of my hot tub.
I think it might be.
Yeah.
Okay, so their recommendation was this LG. They said after however many summers of research, they think it's the best one. And it's only like $240, but it's an 8,000 BTU unit. But Jaden, Riot listener, friend of the show, he sent me one yesterday that is a 14,000 BTU unit. And it sits in the middle of your room. It's on wheels. I can I can roll it right up next to my, like where I'm sitting there playing video games, like on the couch, in a chair, whatever. And I could take it in different rooms. So I'm like, you know what? I want it to snow in here. Plug it in. Go in a different room. All right. I got to carry it, but I'm taking it in. It's on wheels. Actually, I just roll it in. Oh, dear.
So it doesn't have to be fed out through the window?
Well, that's a question I have.
Because I don't understand how it works.
I don't either. So maybe not that one. But, dude, just seriously, if I had a room where I could keep... Think about it. You're like, well, it's 58 in here. I want to be under a blanket in there. That's how much energy I want to waste. And I want the snow.
He's a wasteful. He's an energy hog.
I'm a bad person.
You're listening to the worst of the Riot 2016. It's not your imagination. It really is that bad.
So, Nikki, I have a really important question that I want to ask you.
That means it's probably not, but sure, go ahead.
No, it is important, but I want to make something really clear.
Yeah.
This is our British cousins.
Yeah.
And what they think. So a group of the British, those people... were surveyed and asked, at what age are you expected to finally, you know, grow up?
Okay.
What age do you think they pinned down as like, this is the age in the UK?
In the UK?
In London, that we expect you to grow up.
Maybe...
And wait, remember Brexit. That might affect your choices.
Well, I was going to say maybe 23.
Put your euros away.
23? Yeah.
You're just a kid?
Nope, you've gone past all your milestone birthdays. You got to get moving at that point.
No, I think in the UK, your last milestone birthday is like 12. Isn't that the legal drinking age?
Oh, yeah, less of a drinking age.
That might be in Scotland.
Yeah, so you're way past it. So again, you gotta move up sometime.
Okay, no, you're way off.
So are they saying like 30-something?
38.
That is, you should already start working on things by then.
By the time you're 38... That's the time to really
get things going.
Start acting like an adult.
Don't you feel like that should be younger?
I don't know. What's the hurry?
What's the hurry?
What's everybody in such a hurry for? We were just talking about too much pressure. I don't want to put any pressure on anybody. You know what?
At like 38, I just don't feel like that's enough pressure.
You feel like a little more?
Yeah.
You feel like, hey, it's almost dinner time. It's time to get out of bed.
Probably. I mean, at 38,
Why don't you get up and get something to eat, and then you can go back in the basement and keep playing Xbox. Well, I don't want you to miss out on
anything. Hurt yourself.
Yeah,
yeah, so no, it's fine.
You think 38's too young? You're saying we should push into the 40s?
No, I think 38 would be too old.
You want to go a different direction?
Yeah.
I think it's because you're a girl. girls mature, are more girls responsible. Mature faster than guys.
I would agree with you on that.
Like, some people aren't ready to, you know, take those steps or whatever. So, I mean, I'm figuring, I don't know. I'm going to say 45.
45?
Could be 47.
45 is when you think that people should start to work on getting their...
Oh, well, I mean, that's the age.
How to phrase it.
I think that's what...
Start moving start their life their along.
Things together.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know. It seems reasonable. You're not.
I still feel that's too old.
You think people need to start earlier?
Baby steps earlier. Like, you could start a few things at like 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23.
What kind of things?
Making your money. Make sure your money's balanced.
Okay. All right.
Okay. Make sure your bank account balances.
So you're saying, like, if one credit card is full, just getting another one.
So you make
sure you're not filling up a credit card.
All right. Sure. That also works. Just things like that. So then that way, when you are 25 and older, then maybe it won't be so bad.
25 is not older. I told you 47. You're backing me way down.
Backing you down.
Like, way down.
Okay. Well, you just do what you want to do.
You know what we need is generational shift. So, like, I don't feel like I'm going to grow up till 47. And so in the next generation, we start talking to them about 40. And then the generation after that, we start talking about 42. And then the next thing you know, you're married with kids at 13.
13.
So, I mean, it feels to me like we've just really swung the other way here. Because if we were on the prairie, I'd have like four. It's like you got 14 kids before you're even 15.
That's a different style.
Of course, you only live till you're 20.
And I assume it's because they just needed help with the farm.
Probably.
That's just how it was.
Are you here to be loved? No, you're here to work in the field. Now move it.
It's the Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.
Nikki, we've talked about this, and I think it's time for us to become drug dealers. I really do. For two reasons.
As police officers suddenly turn us up.
Yeah. Well, here's why I think we should. Number one, in Miami, they have captured drug kingpin Alvaro Lopez Tardone.
Sure.
So what that means. When they take over, like the government gets him, that means some of his territory is probably up for grabs right now.
Yeah, but I always assume that goes to someone in the organization already.
The truth is, a lot of his lieutenants are probably right now vying for a chance to move up. But I get the feeling, with all the movies I've watched, that if we commit and make a big play, we can take advantage of the fact that there's all those...
confusion going on?
Because they're not sure about who's going to be the leader that's going to step up, so...
You're going to have to walk in, you know, the whole thing where, carrying the clipboard and being confident. You're going to have to go into the drug organization confident, like you know what you're doing.
You got to be like the Joker. You show up and you're like, I'll show you my magic trick. And then it'll be fine. But the difference is I'm not going to burn all the money. I mean, I'm going to burn it, but not physically. I'm going to spend it.
Burn through it.
Yeah. So that's number one. Number two, the reason is, like, this guy, you know, they're selling off his stuff now, and he has a lot of great stuff. Apparently, being a drug lord leads to great things. Like,
he had a lot of cars. I saw that.
He's got a Bugatti Veyron. I mean, he had one. It's not anymore. A Ferrari Enzo. Only 13,000 miles.
That's like practically new.
It is. A Maybach 557S. A Ferrari F430. That had 33,000 miles on it. He's doing more than just going out for milk in that car. Like, that's a mileage right there. They were selling them online at an auction, but...
Some people might say, well, would you want a drug car? Sure, I'll take a Bugatti.
Yeah. I don't have a problem with it. I have a problem with it.
It's not the Bugatti's fault.
Yeah, I mean, it's not his fault that he was involved in whatever. Of course, I will tell you, I'm going to drive it for a while, then I'm going to sell it.
Sure.
Because I'm going to need that money, but... And the thing is, I don't think I have the constitution that I would need to actually be a drug lord.
If I was, I'd cry a lot. And I don't think that lends itself to
I don't think you would.
Lordess?
Here's what I think. I think of the two of us, you would be...
Oh, I'd be so ruthless, you have no idea.
That's the thing.
You have no idea.
You guys think...
I can be ruthless.
You guys think that I'm the bad one in this relationship. That's what you think. Don't let the laugh fool you. You guys
I
think...
I can run it well, and I'm organized. I am super organized.
And I'll tell you right now, Nikki will... Here's the thing. Like, you'll think everything's fine, and she'll have you killed for something you did 40 years ago.
That like, I remember.
It would be something that your grandparents did that has been passed down through her family. That's...
No.
Nikki, tell the truth.
I won't have you killed, but I will have you just taken from my presence.
No. Because Nikki's the kind of person that would say death is too good for you. That's the kind of person that you're dealing with here. And you guys think, like, because I'm all blustery, that I'm the one that, like, he's a terrible person. No. Let's peel back the layers. All my bad's on the surface. Nikki's just like, I remember in third grade.
I heard about you.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
No, she has a kind organization.
No, she's the kind, like, if Nikki became really, really upset with you, she might, like, shed a single tear of blood.
It's the worst of the riot 2016 on Radio U.
Let's say you've got a friend, and your friend offers to invite you to meet his friend. Fine. That's not a big deal.
And maybe you'll make more friends.
Nothing wrong with more friends. That was a side note I will tell you. One time, my friend Jimmy told me, he was like, his sister tried to get him to go somewhere, and she's like, you can make a lot of new friends. His response was, I don't have time for the friends I have.
Well, there you go.
I think about
wonderful.
That. I think about that all the time. Seriously. So let's talk about how the guy wanted to introduce you to his friend, and his friend's name was Freddy. You're like, okay, Freddy, it's not weird. Let's go meet Freddy. And then he shows you a jar that has a brain in it.
Oh, well, now it got weird.
It's like, well, I don't want to meet Freddy. I don't want to be Freddy. I don't want to. This is where you put your friends. I don't want to be in a jar next to Freddy.
I don't want to be anywhere near this situation.
Don't worry, Nikki. It's worse than you thought. See what we still don't know where Freddy came from. We have absolutely no idea.
Sorry, is Freddy the
Freddy's
friend
the brain.
Or the brain? Okay, the brain.
Josh has a friend named Freddy, and Josh is the guy who's alive and well, and Freddy is the brain that used to be alive and well, but is now in a jar. But that jar is full of formaldehyde, and here's the good news, is that if you take, what?
Just making sure no one drank it.
No, not drank it. I mean, we're not animals. You do smoke it.
Smoke it?
Well, yeah, what you do is that you take your marijuana cigarette.
The paper.
And then you dip it in the formaldehyde. And, I mean, I guess you let it dry out, right?
I don't want to know. Sometimes I feel like I don't want to educate people on this.
Okay, well, I'm not trying to educate
anybody. I don't want to tell them the process.
But you do that, and then after you, and then you...
That is weird.
Yeah, but they say that embalming fluid laced weed can cause some really trippy hallucinations.
But it's not a problem, right?
But it's fine.
Jeez, that's weird.
I want you to know that if you looked at the guy's picture, you'd be like, oh,
you could
yeah.
totally understand.
He's been smoking formaldehyde laced weed.
Man, you gotta.
For real.
You gotta get some help.
Yeah.
That's a cry for help.
But we should really legalize it. Anyway, so this guy. You're like, well, why is this in the news? What's the big deal? Just to
What's
let you know.
What's the big deal?
Like, if you
this is news.
If you don't know, it's not legal for you to store human body parts on your residence. Like, there.
But where did you get the brain
from? In your apartment, in your dorm room, at your mom's house. It's not legal to do that.
Where did you get the brain?
We still don't know where he got it from, but we do know that his mom found the brain in a Walmart bag out on the porch.
Poor mom.
Yeah.
Poor mom, you know, I don't want to judge, but I feel like the mom might have been disappointed. just maybe.
You know what? I think that mom should stop judging.
No, I think, though, that it's time for a talk.
She's like, you're not going to believe what I found on the porch. Freddie, did you find Freddie?
I left him out there.
We can't find him.
He
we can't
out.
Find Freddie. Where do you find him at?
I don't understand.
Oh, man.
There's just certain things I really do not understand.
That whole conversation where it's like, well, dude.
Oh, they were yelling.
Don't do that. And it's like, no. Man, it's like it cooks out. You know, the germs will cook out.
it gets worse.
Man, I'm telling you, sometimes you take a left turn and you keep going when you need to turn around.
You need to go the other way.
Woo! Yeah, boy, I don't... You know, my mom and I had some awkward conversations across the years, but it was never, is there a brain in this jar weird? We never had that. Or in the Walmart bag.
We also never had that conversation.
That makes the fact that he's smoking all that stuff seem like the not as bad part just that you're adding in the brain.
It's the Worst of the Riot 2016 on Radio U.